Good morning. I call this regularly scheduled meeting of the Public Service Commission to order. It's Thursday, November 6, 2025, 10:02 a.m. And before anything else, would you join me in pledging our allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
So, for opening comments, I want to talk a little bit. I wish we had a big crowd here today, but I know that there are people who listen to our meetings, both, you know, when they're occurring and later on. I want to talk about one of our former employees here. I think it was KFYR had a news report a couple weeks ago about a young man named Bruce Klutwick, who was here for a while, did a short stint with us and helped the Public Utilities Division on a big project. And I mean, this connects because, A, I'm really good friends with his family and just really admire him and the whole family. But B, in my previous role in the state senate, I was often critical of the university system for not focusing on the actual career paths that are needed in North Dakota and our region. And I'm really proud of some of the changes that have been made since then and the direction that at least some of our institutions are going, and BSC probably in particular. And Bruce is actually working as the career coach at BSC. And the program goal, as I understand it, is to help people with disabilities access high demand, good paying jobs in North Dakota's manufacturing sector and raise awareness in industry about the disability community's role in the workforce. And so that's where Bruce really comes in. He's actually experienced that. And I know some of you didn't get to meet Bruce. He has cerebral palsy. And I know he's had frustrating moments in his life because basically he's been underemployed much of his life. And he has just always wanted to help others to find jobs for themselves. And now he's leading that program to do that. And he has kind of a headset, and me not being a technology guy, I have trouble even imagining it. But he has, I haven't been in his office, but he doesn't even have a computer on his desk. He has this headset. And from that thing, he can send emails, he builds spreadsheets, and he does this with his eyes and some voice commands and through hand gestures and stuff. I can't imagine how it works, but it does. Just two quotes from some of his colleagues that were reported. One, he brings a lot to the table, and his desire to help others is inspiring. And the second one, he's an excellent example of what others are capable of. And so I just want to commend BSC for this program and having a career coach that can do this, because not only is this going to be a huge benefit to people in the disability community to get out of this kind of a rut of often being underemployed, but it's also going to be great for our business sector, because we all know that there are a lot of especially high-tech jobs that go open or underfilled because they can't find the people. And these people exist. They sometimes just need to have the right technological tools or something like that. So hats off to BSC for this program and to my friend Bruce Klutwick for leading it and for staying such a positive person in life. I just really admire him. Commissioner Haugenhofer?
Well said, Randy. Just to add to that, there are some other institutions at work. I'm sure every institution has a career service for those disabilities to help them be successful in school. But I think, you know, kudos to Bruce in leading this, taking it a step further and working with the workforce development and getting people engaged.
Commissioner Greenstead.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Randy. That was a really great story that was really well done. And I actually, my husband and I graduated, my husband with Bruce and myself with his younger sister. So have known of Bruce and their family for a long time, and really great people. And I really like that story. So thank you for highlighting that.
Yeah. And thanks to NBC, to KFYR, mm-hmm. for taking it on. Okay, well, with nothing else, we have a really limited agenda today. We have just two items on the consent calendar, so I move approval of those two items plus the previous minutes.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed, signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
And Commissioner Kringstead, I think you're probably ready to make a motion.
Sounds good. Thank you. I move the commission issue a notice of filing and notice of public hearing in Northern Divide Energy Storage, LLC, Northern Divide Energy Storage, Burke County, citing application case number PU-24-371.
Second.
On August 29th, 2025, Northern Divide Energy Storage, LLC, filed an application with the Public Service Commission for a certificate of site compatibility for a 100-megawatt battery energy storage system in Burke County. The issues to be considered in the proceeding are, there's three of them. First, will the location and operation of the proposed facility produce minimal adverse effects on the environment and upon the welfare of the citizens of North Dakota? Second, is the proposed facility compatible with environmental preservation and the efficient use of resources? And finally, will the proposed facility location minimize adverse human and environmental impacts while ensuring continuing system reliability and integrity and ensuring that energy needs are met and fulfilled in an orderly and timely fashion? So we are holding a public hearing on this case. The public hearing is scheduled for Friday, December 19th at 10 a.m. Central Time at the Bobells Memorial City Hall on Main Street in Bobells, North Dakota.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
That concludes my portfolio.
So with that, that's all the motions that we have for today. I do have some announcements because we have kind of an interesting schedule coming up. This afternoon, we actually have an informal hearing on case number PU-25-232, which is Otter Tail Power Company's AMDT cost recovery. Which is their rider, and AMDT is Advanced Metering Distribution Technology. So we'll be discussing that in the informal hearing this afternoon. Next Tuesday on November 11th is Veterans Day, and so I just wanted to highlight that day and thank our veterans as well as our active duty people. A week and a day later, on November 19th, normal regular routine schedule, that is our next regular commission meeting. But I want to jump beyond that to highlight a couple things that I thought might be of particular public interest. The next day, on Thursday, the November 20th, at 9 o'clock, we have a formal hearing on case number PU-25-209, and that is the Emmons County Energy Storage siting hearing. That'll be at the Emmons County Courthouse down in Linton. Again, it's at 9 o'clock. And this would, I mean, we kind of discussed in a wind farm hearing once a battery storage that they were going to have, but then they didn't follow through on that. This will be the first real large-scale data storage siting that we do. And when I say large-scale, I'm torn on that term because, yeah, 100 megawatts is a lot, but we just sited a 1,500-megawatt power plant. And in current times with data centers and stuff, how much is 100 megawatts anymore? And when I think of 100 megawatts, but for 4 hours and $181 million, I'm curious to learn more about it. So I thought people might want to know about
the,
that.
Of the battery storage.
Right.
Yep.
About that on November 20th down in Linton at the courthouse. And then just a little after that, after Thanksgiving, when we get into December, starting December 1st on Monday morning, we will start our regular hearings on the Northern States Power electric rate increase. And we're going to start at 8:30 in the morning. It's scheduled to go up until 5. This is going to be kind of an open schedule. We're not going to come in once we're done and start over again. So it will go until it's done, but we have times held open for it. Monday from 8:30 to 5, Tuesday from 8:30 to 5, Wednesday from 1 till 5, because we have a meeting in the morning, Thursday from 8:30 to 5, and even Friday, if necessary, from 8:30 to 5. I don't believe since I've been here we've ever had one go that long, but we will go until it is concluded. That concludes the announcements, and we will stand in recess, get some paperwork signed, and convene in 5-10 minutes for the admin portion of our meeting.